Rockin', rockin' and rollin', down to the beach I'm strolling. But the seagulls poke at my head, not fun. I said, seagulls, stop it now.
Back to the flashback. A young Sarn Turbo has accomplished what will be Sarn's first bragging right, bringing down a butt radar. A young Max Skyblade joins Sarn in a safe house, the duo just having dispersed a gang of Radarians. The Fast Friends have regained custody of their bounty, a child by the name of Beb Bebo, son of famous jizz musician Bob Bebo, but not before taking on a few wounds. Not super great for their first babysitting gig.
Classic.
Classic. Total classic. So let's... Right.
So since we don't have the last in-person session recorded...
Uh-huh.
What are we doing now?
Okay. Well, I tried to resume or summarize some of it there. You guys have just killed the butt radar, and from what I remember, this is going off a little bit of memory, but... You guys were in a safe house, more or less, and you were shooting people outside, I think.
Was it a safe house or an abandoned house?
I think it was. It makes more sense to be an abandoned house, but
I think it was an abandoned house.
Yeah. Not a super big difference. It will not let me drag you guys into this scene for some reason.
It doesn't want us in the abandoned house.
Yeah, I don't understand. I hope my other scenes don't do the same thing, but I guess it doesn't really matter.
None of this matters.
None of this really matters. You're right. You're right. You're onto something. I ought to say that more often.
Nihilism is so exhausting.
Yeah. So let's see.
Can you delete the chat?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then maybe do,
let's do roll.
Destiny pool. Did it freeze again?
Did it freeze again? I think it did. You're super fucked, but I am not.
Yeah, I think mine froze again.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have clicked, double-clicked it.
Yeah, this system I have for rolling the Destiny is not working right now. So, let's see. Andy's got one dark. I got one dark. Boo's got one light.
All right. At least we got some kind of hope.
All right, so two.
A new hope.
And one.
God damn it. One strain.
And.
Even though that wasn't really a pun.
No, oh, that was a clever reference.
What is the difference?
Let's just say reference.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are real friendly.
Find here what your wounds are. And so, Sarn, you have.
I should have a good amount.
Yeah.
Oof.
I think you're at six, so half. Mac, you're at four. And Beb Bebo.
Don't forget I shot him in the leg.
Yeah, no, he's like... really crippled.
I thought you were going to say he's like really invulnerable.
So he's eight.
he's got a huge soak value.
He's crippled.
He's got that perfect combination of both invulnerable and disposable.
Andy, you and I were talking, maybe this is what you're getting at. So during that fight, against it was two Wookiees and a butt radar. You killed the butt radar, and one of the other Wookiees stole the amulet and ran away
to make himself butt radar. Yeah.
Right,
itself butt radar. Yeah.
In support of that, the fight. I think Wallace and Beb Bebo, because remember, you did not have them. They had run away, and you guys were chasing or being chased by the Wookiees.
No, no, no. We had them, and I locked the two into the bathroom.
Okay. Okay.
And then Bebebo busted out, picked up something. I don't know where he got
the cat.
Whatever it was. No, it was like a weapon of some sort. You know, like a bludgeoning weapon,
okay.
A baseball bat or, you know, whatever, and hit one of the Wookiees that was inside the house and distracted them. And then we were able to kill that one plus the bot radar, I believe.
For some reason, I thought someone threw the cat at him.
Maybe that's what it was. People threw the cat on the Wookiee.
Okay. And that was enough to distract them at...
And causing damage, yeah. Loth cats are very...
friendly.
Not the word I would describe a loth cat, but...
You're right.
They look like Cheshire cats.
No, we have no Cheshire cats.
Fair enough.
Fair's fair.
Right. What can be done?
What can be done? Oh, so yeah, still you're
this old fashioned syrup is pretty good.
That's awesome. I'm drinking an old fashioned right now.
Me too, apparently.
Did you just make it with the syrup?
Yeah, it's just this plus a couple ounces of whiskey.
Kevin showed me this. It's pure maple syrup in lieu of the simple syrup or sugars. So you just use pure maple syrup, like, and then dump that in there. And then bitters and ice and two shots of whiskey, and it's pretty good.
I'll have to try that one. That sounds good.
Mine is tea.
Dr. Pepper?
Earl Grey tea? Yeah, and whiskey, and a little bit of club soda. And
is
sugar.
It cold?
Yeah. No, not
sorry. I've never had Earl Grey tea.
Oh, you
never had
it.
Earl Grey cold.
Everybody hates it.
I thought Earl Grey was like a breakfast tea.
That's what I thought.
I don't know.
That's what Captain Picard drinks with his food.
He sounds
yeah,
a, he
because
sounds
it has energy in it.
Well, now I have energy and booze. What do you want?
They counteract each
other. Tea, Earl Grey, hot. That's what he says when he goes up to the replicator and makes his tea.
Yeah, I lost you guys. Are you guys in the scene?
What scene?
Oh, there you are.
No,
okay.
I told you, it froze.
Do you have to refresh?
Yeah, I just thought about that. Just like double clicking last week. Didn't think about double clicking.
Yeah, I know. It's really confusing.
Apparently, I have to get a better screen. Foundry Virtual Tabletop requires a minimum screen resolution of 1024p by 700p or greater.
They told me that too, but I'm still in here.
You can use it. It's just you might run out of space. Like Boo runs out of space when he's trying to scroll down to the dice sometimes.
Yeah, it's rough. Okay. It's a real bitch.
I just get a bigger.
I thought maybe that might be why I was getting like frozen and locked up.
Who knows? Okay, so you guys have just chased away the people who are attacking you, and now you have a chance to regroup.
Well, that was a mess.
That was scary.
I killed Butt Radar.
Where's your cat?
No, he'll come back. He always comes back.
Oh my god.
Can I go through the ammo belt of the one Wookiee that died inside the house?
Yes. I have a new thing to use for that.
Loading bodies?
I hope he has a bowcaster. Because I would pee.
You would pee?
No, I said I would be very happy with a bowcaster.
Yeah, I know you would. Okay.
I know you would.
Why are you rolling so many dice privately?
Well, it's rolling from a loot table.
Oh,
it says Mac.
What?
Nothing. Shut up. And okay, so you go through you're going through his pockets?
Yeah.
All right. You find in his pockets Well, you should probably roll a perception first.
I mean, I need perception to go through pockets.
We always do that. I don't really know what else to do.
I mean, the difficulty is pretty low, though, right?
Yeah, sure. It's average.
That's not low. That's average.
Can you see your characters on the screen?
No.
What the hell happened to him?
Triumph.
Okay, but it's.
I find a bowcaster.
Yeah, but it's not a success. Okay, let's say you do find a bowcaster, but it's in rough shape.
I take it.
Yeah, you take it. It's just unclear how long it might last. That's all.
Oh, okay. I'll get someone to fix it.
It's seen somewhere.
I'll get someone to fix it.
Okay.
If you did, how come you don't have it now?
I have to retcon that shit, okay?
I don't know how to add it to you without seeing your character. Oh, see, there you are.
Yeah, I don't see me. Sorry, Sarn doesn't see Sarn.
I don't think me is gendered.
Oops. Oh, Sarn has no gender.
All right.
Sarn is the gender.
All right. Well,
why didn't you come up with that last week? I would have used it.
Well, that bowcaster takes you over the encumbrance, but you might not have these other things. But let's not worry about it today. Okay. So you did find a bowcaster. What is that thing?
Tell you when you're older, little man.
Oh, okay.
Are you a man? Are you a boy?
Yeah, I'm a little boy.
Okay. I'll tell you when you're older.
Okay.
It's a nice bowcaster.
Oh, it's a bowcaster?
God damn it. Yeah, it's a bowcaster.
I've read about those in comic books.
Do the comic books teach you how to fix one?
No.
You need to get better comic books, little man.
I'm a little boy.
You're a little man.
You want me to call you little boy instead of little man after what you just did? You're a little man.
Stop harassing the
little
boy.
You're a little man.
Am I a little man now?
You're a little man for that.
For throwing a cat?
And saved our Tookishes.
He comes over and he throws his hand up for a high five.
I give him the good old turkey.
Oh, I'll take it.
That's better than a high five.
What are we gonna do now?
What are we gonna
do? Yeah, we should
are we supposed to bring you back? Home.
I don't remember. Are we supposed to bring him back somewhere? It's been one hell of a time. It feels like this night's been going on for several weeks.
Okay,
months maybe.
So the story was.
Yeah, we had to bring him back somewhere. He was a bounty.
Okay, so I guess you got it.
I don't remember where.
You're supposed to bring him to a cantina and deliver him to a person there. It turned out it was Butt Radar. You then killed Butt Radar, and you also know that Butt Radar works for or some sort
of
relationship.
It was Timo's right-hand man, right?
That's what he said. But regardless, he was in the same orbit
organization.
So what should we do? Take him where?
I think you should take me home. My father probably misses me.
You better not have a father. Wait, you better have a father with money.
Right.
This is early.
He's
Max
a world famous. He's a world he's a galaxy famous musician.
Well, you better have money.
My dad is Bob Bibu.
Yeah, a galaxy famous musician, which probably means he's still broke.
Well, I mean, I get good toys, but, you know, I'm not sure.
What planet do you come from?
I come from Ortolan.
Did you say Omicron?
Not Omicron. Ortolan.
Ortolan.
Oh,
like
Omicron.
We don't have a space ship right now.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, we should go get a spaceship. This is early back when he's still brave.
I hope you keep saying that.
um, uh,
So where do we go from here, guys? Out and about?
I think we should go to Ortolan.
Per se.
Well, I don't know if my dad is there.
House is there.
My house is there.
Do you have a mother?
Not really.
What do you mean, not really? It's a yes or no question.
Listen, kid. Either you give us a way of going somewhere to take you off, or this mission's done.
You're just gonna leave me here in this.
You got a cat to protect you, and you're a little man now.
I guess I am a little man, but I'd rather go home.
I was very critically injured.
Yeah, I'm very crippled now.
Well, how are we gonna get you home?
Well, you'll probably have to. Yeah, we'll have to get off world. Sarn, you had. You're a bounty hunter, and what had happened was you captured him somehow. You took the crate to Shantytown, and you needed to smuggle it across town, which is where Matt got involved.
Yeah, but there was no way to. We haven't established how I got to Shantytown with the crate.
No, we have not. But you did capture Beb Bebo, and let's say it wasn't at his house. You captured him somehow, but you didn't. It's not like you're going to go right back to his house.
All right, the contact that I got the crate that Beb Bebo was in, I might be able to contact him again.
Okay.
I'd say you contact him and let's get off to Omicron Persei 8.
All right. So I pull out my transponder.
Oh, is that a new one?
No, it's the same one that I've had for years.
Yeah, but it was new back then.
Yeah, it was one of the new ones, yeah. It's one of the new ones, yeah. And I start talking to the contact that dropped off the crate.
Hello.
Hold on.
Okay.
No. Hold on. Tiger, can you mute Boo for a second?
Yeah. All right.
I'll mute you guys too.
Fine. I want it to be Trex.
Okay.
Okay. Unmute him.
No, it's just his microphone. He turned his microphone on.
Oh, he muted
mute.
Himself?
Yeah, he put his microphone on mute.
I won't get fooled again.
Right. Now watch me hit this drive.
Was this the bounty hunter I was in contact with earlier?
Yes, it is.
That's just the way it
is. I need to get off this planet.
Oh, you do? Did you deliver the bounty?
No, I still have it with me.
Okay.
You got paid for your deal. You're part of the deal.
Oh no, that's for sure. But
I want to make a new deal.
So you did not deliver it to the contact.
I did, but shit went south.
Okay. I recommend you probably deliver it to Timo instead.
No, not allowed.
Not allowed.
Or I'm sorry, not okay. We got to get off this planet. Is your ship for hire?
Yeah, what are you paying?
How long does it take to get to Ortolan?
Ortolan? What do you want to go there for?
I didn't hire you to ask, or I'm not going to hire you to ask questions.
Fair enough, but there's going to be a premium if I don't get to ask questions.
All right, ask the questions if you knock off some percentages here.
Because you're asking me to, sounds like you're asking me to cross Timo.
No, I'm not.
If he finds out about this, he ain't going to be very happy.
Then he won't find out about it.
That's great logic.
I'm not gonna tell him.
Okay.
Sarn's not gonna tell him.
All right. I'll do it.
All right.
2,000 credits.
2,000, you got it.
Okay.
Do we have 2,000 credits?
Okay, where are you? Where's your ship?
I'm off world right now. It's going to take me a couple hours to get there.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll be over in Landon Bay, Oryk.
All right. Ooh, Oryk.
You will have time to make a pit stop before you come meet me.
Is that a hint?
Over. He hangs up.
All right. Mac.
Yes.
We got to go to Landon Bay, Oryk.
That place.
I know it's not the best, but it's
never been a more.
Okay. Both of you roll a under. No, it'll be underwear. Just a knowledge check.
Wait, a what?
Knowledge.
It's not an underworld or a skullduggery.
No, just both roll a basic outer rim check.
Roll an underwear check.
Wait, outer world.
No. No difficulty. When I said simple, I meant just like no difficulty.
Oh crap, I'm going the opposite difficulty. Go back. No, not 5, 6.
Six difficulty.
How do you make it go down? I'm working on it. Hold on. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Hooray.
Sarn, you know where Landing Bay Arik is, and you also have a general sense of Mashuda, which is where you're at. So,
okay. You know, I gotta say it. Mashuda.
You'll get caught up in the
Mashuda. I missed that.
Yep.
That is some good old fashioned. That's like a nostalgia, even though that was only a few months ago.
Still, your tokens are not showing up. This is troubling.
Okay, so we don't have the flower van anymore.
Well, the flower van is outside the cantina. You're a couple buildings away.
Where are we then? I thought we were back. Oh, no, we left Shantytown.
Yeah, you chased them down. You chased them down some alleys, so and now you're in like an abandoned building somewhere. Yeah.
Okay. All right, then we should sneak out the back door.
And that's a good point to tell you that you did leave in a firefight. So the town of Mashuda does have an imperial presence. So you should be careful when you walk around the streets.
Okay. So
now, is this pre-episode 4 or what?
No, we're still within the Empire having the grasp of the Outer Rim. So it's before Return of the Jedi, after A New Hope.
After all what?
Right. A New Hope.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we should walk down some alleyways, like right here. Should leave. I'll lead the charge.
Okay.
You lead the charge.
And I put Bebe Booba on my back.
Oh.
Because he can't walk very well.
No, I'm crippled now.
I know. That's why you're on my back.
You're not crippled. You're fine.
All
right. You still have Wallace, though, right?
Yeah, Wallace is on my shoulder. Well, he's coming back.
Whoa! Where'd that cat come from?
He's like that. He's so quiet.
That cat just came out of nowhere.
Where are we going? Where are we going?
Hey, Ben?
Yes? Yeah?
Please just let's be quiet.
I'm just curious where we're going.
I understand that. Let's just be quiet.
You know what? I'm starting to hear it. You know what I'm starting to hear when I see Ben Bebo? Where's the name? You sound like Stuart from Mad TV.
I'm trying to do a child. I'll take Stuart over what you thought he was last time, and I'm not going to tell you because it's going to ruin everything. Okay.
Can you save it for after Craig leaves?
Maybe.
All right. So I put Beb Beboo on my back. I peek out the back door and I look.
Okay.
I look around. Should I roll a perception?
Yeah, that sounds good.
I see nothing in a good way.
The coast is clear. But All you right. do hear that there are people sort of patrolling the streets. There's searchlights. It's not like a all points bulletin, like the whole town is shut down, but there are people.
No, but they're going to be distracted by the dead bodies up front.
Yeah, it's somewhat threatening that there are stormtroopers sort of patrolling.
Okay, so we walk through this little alley here by the nodules.
Okay.
And then we walk out to here where it's kind of a main, not main, but it's not an alley. So it's kind of a road.
Okay.
Right here. And then I want to make it over to Asfido's weapons.
Okay.
So I'd like to stealthily go over there.
Yeah. I think you both should roll stealth checks.
Stealth check.
We could keep it average.
We'll just keep it very casual.
So I should take away my boost because I don't have mine.
Oh man, I failed hard, but I have some advantages.
Okay.
I succeeded.
Okay.
My advantages are that Boo is like in my or Mac is in my shadow.
Let's say because you have three advantages, and also Mac has three advantages. Yeah, let's say he's making noise, but you're able to make up for the fact that he's making noise by, I don't know, what'd you say? He's like in your shadow?
Yeah, he's in my shadow.
Okay. Just like future times.
You're that, hiding behind Sarn.
So that gets me into Ace Vito's weapons.
Okay.
I would like to go inside.
Okay.
And I put Bed Bebo into, like, they got those round things with, like, vusters around.
Vusters?
Like, you know, the clothing racks, but they got, you know, it's...
Oh, in the shop. So you sneak into the shop and you hide...
Well, we don't sneak in.
Well, he doesn't see you right away is what you're saying.
We're going to hide him in a clothes rack.
Yeah, we're going to hide Bebo in the clothes rack of the Vusters.
Where am I Brilliant. Hiding?
Shut up, kid. Get in the clothes rack. Shut up.
Just Why are you guys up. Always bossing me shut around? Up.
Because Bebo, we're the adults. Bebo. You're the kid. And shut up. All right? You're not God right now. You're a kid.
Okay.
Shut up.
All right.
Bebo, just stay here. All right? And for the love of God, stay here and don't make a sound.
Okay.
I will...
Shoot me again.
Come back for you. If you move, I will shoot you again.
Oh.
Oh.
So I talk to the shopkeep and ask him if he can fix my bowcaster.
Oh. Okay. I just thought of something that might unpause some
up.
Of this. Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh no.
No, unpause in a good way, I assume.
Oh no.
All right. Let me try this. Maybe this will bring our tokens back.
Still don't see me.
Well, you weren't. I don't know if you were in this one. No. What the hell?
Why wouldn't I be in this one?
See, there...
I've been here for every week.
I don't really understand. Let's see if... Did this help at all? Nope, still don't see him. Because I can click on you guys... because I just accidentally clicked on RX. Or there's Sarn. But I don't see your token. So, you're there, you're just invisible.
Maybe he was invisible the whole time?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I'm sorry, I know that doesn't
happen. I'm a magician.
Okay. All right. You walk in, and behind the counter there is a there's a Dresselian man, and he greets you at the door.
No, not at the door. Holy shit, there's an assassin covering the whole place.
Assassin!
That was not what that was supposed to be. It was supposed to show the token of the guy. I don't even know why do I prepare for this stuff? You can't ever fucking see it.
Expect the unexpected.
No, we usually can't see it, but...
Yeah, not today.
Not today.
Not today!
So unbelievably frustrating. All right, now where the fuck is this guy? He's invisible on my sheet. Nope, that's Sarn. That's... Nope.
There's Sarn. Look at that. Look at that handsome devil. I'm going to keep that out. I'm not closing it.
Ah! It's just the assassin again. Okay. All right. That is distracting. Okay. You come up and the man sees you walk in. He goes, "Hey, hello. Welcome to Aficedo's Weapons."
Hello, Aficedo's.
Hello. It's quite late, but, you know, I was about to close. I mean, I kind of live here, so.
What kind of weapon store is this? The one that closes early? I thought the best time for weapon sales, dead of night.
Yep, you nailed my business model.
He's very...
Drunk?
Diplomatic about this kind of stuff, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, this is pre-diplomat Max Skyblade.
What does that mean?
I'm a diplomat.
Okay, what do you... Wait.
Can you fix this bowcaster for me?
Maybe, if you're willing to pay.
What's it going to take?
How about them... you got money?
How much money's?
300, 400 credits, I probably repair this thing. Wait, what do you want me to repair? This bowcaster?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's not in terrible shape. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to last, but, you know, you're definitely going to get some use out of it.
I mean, so that means it's in bad shape.
Okay.
How much money do we have?
You don't have any money.
Oh, we got zeros?
No, you have 20 credits. That's what Butt Radar gave you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you guys needed money. That's why you're doing this very dangerous gig. I don't know why I'm holding up this.
Yeah, I know. Can we...
I don't know.
Can we... Can I trade this...
I'll take that headset.
What headset?
The one you got on your ears.
No.
I will repair this bowcaster for those.
No.
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 I'll throw in this blaster carbine. And I'll repair this. And I'll repair your bowcaster. Give me a headset.
Do you have a lesser covering for my head?
No.
All right. How about I give you the bowcaster for a blaster carbine?
Roll a negotiation check.
Also, I don't know what kind of weapon I had at this
point. I don't know what you were using. You had a rifle, actually. Oh no, you did call it a carbine.
So I have a blaster carbine.
I guess.
All right. Back to negotiations. Can I give you this bowcaster for 3 stim packs?
Yes.
Okay. Deal.
Deal.
He spits on his hand. You guys give a very Texas handshake.
All right, you guys. We can each other's asses later.
All right, so... All right, you just talked your way out of a stim pack, buddy.
I don't care.
All right, so I go back
you, to... You are half dead.
I don't care. That's why I don't care. I can be half dead and not care.
All right, okay. I go back to the Vuster rack. I open it. And I got my fingers crossed as I open it. Like, I hope he's there. I hope this little fucker's there. And I pull open the Vusters. And I look down.
He's not there.
God damn it. Bebo!
What are you yelling?
Where are you?
A Bebo?
We lost our child.
Not you, Acevedo. Acevedo.
Acevedo.
Avocado.
Yeah, stop.
Never heard of it.
Avocado. Stop. I'm looking for
a child.
Something.
An elephant, but he walks on his hind legs.
Oh, that's. He would never fit in here.
He fit somewhere in here and he got away. So where'd he go? Do you see him? And run a perception check for us.
Okay. both of you roll a perception check.
I told you to roll a perception check.
No difficulty.
No diplomacy.
No diplomacy.
Oh, crap. No, not three. Not four. Go back the other way.
Well, I succeeded.
Well, you couldn't have failed because there was no difficulty, literally.
Yeah, but I could have got zero.
Hey, I succeeded.
Okay.
With three advantages.
So Mac, you do see there's a on the way. You notice over by, let's say, there's a trail on the way down to the side of. There's like one empty, like a candy wrapper. It's a Kool-Aid bottle. That is
he
left.
Does like Kool-Aid. Bebo does like Kool-Aid.
On the way out to the right to sort of the back.
But inside
to a back room. It's inside the weapons place.
So what did I see? A candy wrapper?
No, it's a Kool-Aid bottle. It's an empty Kool-Aid bottle.
Oh my god! I found a Kool-Aid bottle, guys. I think he might have went yonder.
You could just say it that way.
Yeah, but it's less cool.
This is not the Space Oregon Trail.
Not yet.
Sarn, be in character.
I mean, Sarn, stop being such a sassy. You're so sarcastic.
I wasn't in character.
Oh, dude, sarcastic. How did it take me 31 sessions to come up with that?
30.
Yeah. I got to pee.
Yeah, me too after that one. Oh, man. You got a PG tag? I got a feeling.
This is going great.
I quit this whole game.
I mean, for a child's game. A child.
something 90 degrees. God damn.
All right. Where were we?
I'm pretty sure we were chasing after a child.
Okay.
We are definitely chasing after a child.
a little elephant child.
I specifically told him to stay in the Vusters.
I, you know what? I looked at those. I could see myself in one of those one day. Not yet. I don't think I'm ready. I think right now I just want a regular vest with like padding on the shoulders. I really think that will help. You know, I got weak shoulders.
Masculine you up? Yeah, I get it.
Wow. If anything, you need to demasculate.
Wow. Wow. Why? Why should I demasculate?
Because I don't know which way you're going. You're like an otter.
No one told me I need to demasculate. And I'm sitting there, I'm poking him in the chest while we're arguing.
You are like a space otter. You don't know whether you're in the water or on land.
You know, I sell vests. He's got a point. It would look good on you.
A vest or a vust?
Vest.
I don't have any money. Will you give it to me for free?
That's a big negative.
How about we run a negotiation check and see if you see if that works.
No, you're not going to negotiate to get that he gives it to you for free.
Yeah, but he's got to get like three triumphs. With only one proficiency die.
Come on. Can I do it? No. No.
No. If he had a better deal than free.
There's no better deal than free.
For you?
Yeah. I'm broke.
All right. I walk up to Mac.
Yes.
And I stab him with the stim pack. I mean,
oh man,
I did it in your chest. I don't know why you reacted that way.
Oh yeah, well, it's very stimulating.
Apparently,
yeah. You got another one in you.
Stimpaks automatically heal 5 wounds.
Sarn has 2 more.
Yes,
and Sarn, 0 wounded.
Sarn stabs. Stab Sarn himself in the butt with one. In the butt cheek.
Okay, I was going to be like the butt. Hole?
No, butt cheek.
Okay.
Butt cheek. Butt cheek.
All right. Sarn heals.
Yeah, we both healed. Great. I still have 1 stim pack left.
I hope you save it for Bebebo.
Yes, that's the plan. Where is Bebebo?
I told you that there was a clue in a direction, and you guys decided to bicker.
I followed that direction. I said it was yonder.
Okay.
Hold on, Mac.
Hold on.
You distract Acevedo with trying to get something for free while I follow the path in the back to find Bebo.
Why are we trying to deceive him? Does he not?
I thought we were taking the high road here.
I know, but why are we? Why are we? Is I mean, why did we?
It's
we
mostly die? For Wallace.
What?
You guys mostly don't have a cat Wallace. In here, do you?
What if the cat was hiding in the kahuna this whole time?
It could be. We don't know. We still are in the middle of this story.
Never knows.
Okay. All right. So, Sarn, you're looking for Bebebo. You sort of send Mac away. Mac doesn't really believe that he needs to distract the shopkeeper, so he doesn't. And he's just looking through the rack of vusts and vests. But you walk towards that empty Kool-Aid bottle, and you notice it's on the way to the bathroom. And you start to see out of the corner of your eye, there's a bathroom.
All right, go and knock on the bathroom door.
Hello, the Occupado.
Oh, Beb, it's Sarn.
Sarn? Mommy?
Yes, Sarn.
New mommy?
Yes, new mommy.
Yeah.
Can you open the door and let me in?
Well, I'm almost done. You hear his space toilet flush, and he opens the door.
All right, I go inside, close the door behind me, and jab him with the stim pack.
You're always hurting me.
This is good.
It does.
I'm going to heal your leg so I don't have to carry you.
That's not how that works.
Okay, I'm going to stab you so you
can... Ow!
With the stim pack to heal you.
I mean,
you.
It still hurts.
You're... Who's new mommy's little man?
It's do you tussle his hair?
I go,
tussle his trunk.
No, he doesn't have any hair.
Oh, that's right, I don't.
Are you new mommy's little man?
I am.
All right. Then you need to be quiet when I do this. Jab.
Go. And he tries his best. He lets out a little yelp, but not as loud as he did it when you did it for pretend.
Okay. All right, then we walk out.
And he's sort of rubbing. Where did you get him? On the arm?
The arm.
He's rubbing his arm as he comes out. Where's new daddy?
Mac, let's go.
Oh, all Mr. Right, Mac. Right. That's right, Mr. Mac.
Sorry, I was just admiring these vests.
You should buy one.
Yeah, buy one. That's what I'll do.
Yes, buy one.
How do I steal? What's this check for that?
I would be... I don't know. What do we have here?
Is that skullduggery, stealth, or...
Oh, no, definitely skullduggery.
Is that just a regular check?
Yeah, let's go average.
Come on. Yeah. Guess what I just stole in my pants.
So wait, how did you steal it?
I went and took it into the room and I put it on like an underwear and put my pants back on.
You took it into the bathroom?
No, the fitting room.
Oh, right.
There's no cameras. You ever notice how there's no cameras in Star Wars?
Or yeah, you ever notice how there's dressing rooms in weapon shops?
dressing room in the weapon shop. Just so you know, you look good when you're going out on a murder spree.
All right,
cool.
Okay,
this is uncomfortable.
All right, so we come out, right? Well, yep. Mac comes out of the room,
dressing room,
dressing room.
Mr. Mac, are you wearing a diaper?
No, just keep walking, kid. And I'm waddling like a fucking like a duck.
I look at Osvito's.
Okay.
And I say, hey, it sounded like someone like was rummaging around in the back door, or in the back room.
And he turns around to look. He's like, where?
In the back. Like I thought I could have heard. A door or something open in there, and then a couple of boxes just being ripped open. I flipped the light side point.
Yeah, but I don't think Boo saw it. There, now he sees it. Huh? And then he goes around. It's probably those damn rats I got all running around here. And he goes back and he keeps swearing. And he.
All right, guys, let's go. Him. Let's go. Let's go. Let's leave. Let's leave.
Mac waddles out.
All right, we should probably walk towards Landon Bayoric.
Okay.
So we walk towards Landon Bayoric.
Okay, you walk towards Landon Bayoric, and you approach the landing bay. It being basically the equivalent of an airport or like a seaport. Is crawling with stormtroopers. There's a lot of stormtroopers out there. I'm assuming I'm still in your backpack.
Yes.
Who's in the backpack?
I'm Bette Bebo. You remember me?
I didn't put you in a backpack.
I can't walk. Oh, am I just holding your back?
Yes, I healed you.
Yeah, you, I still have a critical injury that
makes me crippled. Yes, but you can hobble. I don't have to carry you.
This is, I'm going to complain a lot, though.
You're not crippled. We fixed you.
I'm still crippled.
I think you're just making it up.
No, you would need to make a medical check to cure me from crippledness.
No, I think you need to make a deception check to see if we believe you.
It's not Wait, deception.
Hold on. I can do this with a medical check?
Yeah, for a critical injury?
Yeah.
I don't want you to do it. You just hurt me. I want Mr. Mac to do it.
No, I'm good.
I didn't know this.
Every time Hold you on. Do something to me, it hurts.
Hold on.
You pistol whipped me.
I didn't know that was the deal. Otherwise, I would have done the medical check when I injected him with the stim pack.
Well, I mean, he had wounds too, so his wounds are healed. But he also has a critical injury.
Well, I'd rather have solved the critical injury so he could walk like a normal being.
Well, that's walk, not my fault. Walk, you don't know the
walk,
rules.
Walk. Well, you didn't tell us the rules, so it is your fault as a GM.
Well, we're not going back. You used the stim pack on him. It healed his wounds, but you also need to heal his critical wounds.
Okay. How do I heal his critical wound?
You have to...
I mean, I assume it's a medicine check.
Character may also help someone recover from a critical injury by making a medicine check with the difficulty equal to the severity rating of the critical injury. A character may attempt one medicine check per week per critical injury. So it's a hard critical. I mean, it's a hard critical injury, so it'd be a hard medicine check. That's not hard. Oh, there. Okay.
You mean that's not hard?
No. I'm sorry. The dice rolled off the screen, but I see it in the roll here. You failed.
So I pick Bebebo up by in my chest, and I'm carrying him. You know, like you would with a child that is tired from walking around and visiting shanty town all day, like it's a zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start walking past to the landed bay.
Okay. There are a lot of stormtroopers.
Okay, well, Mac has to come up next to me.
Okay.
Mac, can you join me?
Yes, I say we pretend we're a family getting on a ship.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah.
I happen to know I'm very good at deception.
Are you? Or are you
yeah,
just saying
I'm
this?
Way better than I should be at this age in my life.
Okay. At this stage of my life, yes. I mean, I'm not really going to try and track what it used to be. It's unfair, but whatever. I don't care that much. All right, so lots of stormtroopers, kind of like that scene in Solo where they're going up to the gates, and there's all they have to walk through the basically passport control.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, in order to, you get closer and closer up to it. Just stormtroopers kind of looking at you. They're not searching up here yet. And so they're not stopping. Well, they are picking people off randomly. And you get up to the front and a stormtrooper picks you out of line and says, "You, over here for questioning."
Which one?
The one with the blue man on his back.
No, chest.
Chest.
It's a papoose.
On its chest.
Get over here. Identify yourself. It's a stormtrooper. It's one stormtrooper and two others. Identify yourself.
My name is Bebebo.
Bebebo the jazz musician? No, get out of here.
The jizz musician.
Yeah, the jizz musician? You don't look like no Ortolan to me. I know who Bebebo is.
Have you ever met me before?
I have not met you, but I know you. All right. I know Bob Bibu is an Ortolan.
So
you are clearly a Twi'lek of unknown gender.
At least he's fair.
Fair. But you don't really know what I look like, do you?
No, but your your species is very different. You're a different color and shape.
That's racist.
That is very racist. What leads you to believe my species?
How dare you assume his species?
Sir,
her species, their species.
Sir, we're gonna need to take you in, and he reaches for your hands to put you in binders.
And I slap it away. I go, let me talk to your manager.
You will not talk to our manager.
I need to talk to your superior now.
They draw their weapons.
Oh my God, Sarn, you're a Karen. You're a Saren.
I know, right? That's what I was kind of going for.
Oh my God. I didn't know that could happen in Star Wars. He said,
sir, calm down.
Do not assume my gender.
And they reach again to put you in binders.
I shoot.
You shoot?
I shoot.
No, you can't.
Why?
You can't just start shooting.
Why not? Hold on. I want to shoot them.
I shoot. You shoot?
No, you don't. Oh, you had to start the music. That's what it was.
I was vamping. All right, roll for initiative.
Can I still pretend like I'm hiding in line? Am I a part of this?
Not yet. You're still. They did not notice that you were together.
Oh, I'm just hiding in line. I don't know Sarn that well yet.
Can you put up the initiative roll in the combat?
Although I'm not sure how I'm going to add you. Oh, can I just add? No, of course not. All right, Sarn in combat, and then I need to add stormtroopers, right?
Sarn's got 2.01 initiative.
This is maddening. I can't find my stormtroopers.
Combat.
Did I get all three of them in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit. This is very bad.
Yeah, it's very bad.
Very. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
Can Sarn die before our quest starts? I mean, what's going to happen?
Oh no.
So, can it be later revealed that his whole leg is actually just a robot? Give up Sarn's leg? I'm hiding in line with my bags, and I'm just trying to fucking blend in. Like, oh, this is bad.
Hold on, I get some kind of surprise attack, though, right?
Who, me?
No. How do you get a surprise attack? No. They asked you to stop. They are police officers. They said, please, I'm going to put binders on you. You yelled, I want to see your manager.
I pull a gun to shoot him. No. I pull a gun to shoot one of them.
You
better get him out of this. No. Dying.
If you're a light side point, I will give you a setback, difficult, not difficult, average check for your blaster.
With a setback.
Yeah, with a setback average difficulty.
No, I've got a human shield. I've got a live shield on my chest.
Yeah, okay, well you can do whatever you want on your maneuver. Yep. So the first the first stormtrooper says, so with the first turn, they say, "Surrender, sir," and he holds his blaster pointed at you.
No.
Okay. I can't believe this happened.
What am I supposed to do?
Just talk to him. Could you imagine? Is this how you react in real life? Is this how you react to TSA?
TSA doesn't draw their fucking guns at me.
The second stormtrooper he aims at you and says, "Surrender or we will fire."
Then you're gonna have to kill this little kid. Sorry, this little man.
Hey, no, I don't like that deal.
No, I don't either.
Okay, the third stormtrooper fires.
Oh shit! Okay.
Also, hold the kid hostage and get us a ship.
I don't know how much health.
Hold the kid hostage and get us a ship.
You have one wound.
Oh, I only got one.
Yeah, because you healed. You had six.
I know. Well, yeah, but I didn't know. I didn't know how much I had prior.
You had six before.
I didn't know how much I could take.
12, right?
Yeah, so I have 11 plus this.
Okay,
and he failed.
Yeah, he failed. It's your turn.
Oh. Who was the stormtrooper being mouthy to me?
Let's say it was... I mean, they're all kind of being mouthy to you. The second one said, "We will fire." The first one said, "Please surrender."
I shoot the "please surrender" one.
That would be the second one?
Yeah, well, I draw my weapon as my free action.
Yep.
I shoot the second one.
Okay.
So that's 12 damage.
Okay.
I dialed it back to my karma.
Well, what else would it have been?
My blaster rifle.
Isn't the carbine more damage?
No, they're the same.
Okay.
But I just wanted to let you know that, like, I'm being fair about it.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. All right.
Is that sarcasm?
Yep.
Why?
All right, fine. Okay.
Hold on. They're close range. Take one of those.
No.
Take one of those.
No, because they rolled for medium range.
Okay. All right, fine.
So are we at? I guess we are at close range.
Medium.
All right.
Medium range.
We're at medium now.
No, we were at medium. Medium is two purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so are we going to do the next rolls at close, or are we going to keep doing it at medium? I mean, it's probably close.
I think medium, though. Well, yeah, medium.
So you want to do it at medium.
They backed up a little bit as soon as I fired it.
Okay, as soon as you drew your weapon, you guys backed up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first stormtrooper aims, fires.
What's the boost?
It's an aim.
Oh, because he aimed. Okay.
Yeah. The advantage being that the firing made you dodge and sets up the next stormtrooper for a boost.
And dropping the kid?
Did you drop the kid?
As soon as I dodged.
Okay. You dropped the kid.
As soon as I dodged, I dropped the kid.
You dropped the kid. All right. I'm just wondering what thing we're saying tonight is going to end up being the title. Okay, you dropped the kid.
You dropped the kid. All right, so one success. Oh, so what? They're shooting rifles. I did not pick the. What is a rifle? I guess you have it in front of you. It's 9 damage.
Wait, the rifle?
Blaster rifle? Blaster rifle is 9 damage, and then it's plus the advantages, right? Or the number of successes. Number of successes?
Yeah, so it's 10.
So it's 10.
Well, 6 with my soap.
Okay. I can mark it. So it was 9. Your soak was 3?
4.
4? So 5. Okay, so it's 6 altogether is what you were saying. Okay.
I only had 2 difficult, or 2 purples on that.
What do you mean?
I don't know. They got 2 boost dies?
2 boost dies. One was because the guy before set him up because of his advantages.
And then he aimed?
And then he aimed.
Okay.
Let's see. Blaster rifle. Can I roll this?
So we're on the third one right now, right?
Yes. He's still aimed. Check succeeded. 2 advantages or 2 successes. So that's why does it say blast rifle 0?
It's 11.
So it's 11, yeah.
Well, I assume I'm dead then.
Well, you're not dead.
You're definitely not alive though.
You're not. Yeah, you're not alive per se. So you left. Oh wow. Yeah, so you exceeded your wound threshold.
Yeah.
And so you're incapacitated, and the stormtroopers throw binders on you, and Mac watches as they carry you away.
Yeah, I'm at the local Star Wars books.
Well, I mean, you're just pretending, you're like in the back, like pretending to read a newspaper.
I'd like a Verde. Please, thank you.
And that's the end of the session.
Wow. I get a coffee and he gets to go to jail.
Again, Mac was so brave.
Oh yeah, I was so brave against
you.
I totally,
you said you were being brave.
You totally went Karen on those stormtroopers. I'm
and
not going to get
involved
with that.
You dug into your bag like you were looking for a pack of fucking pistachios.
Well, I'm sorry.
You didn't
but
even try.
You were unreasonable.
This is not the new mix.
This is a lesson for both you and you, Andy.
No.
Listen, if you had done what I did, you could have had a coffee and got on that ship.
No, because you still haven't made it through.
All right, well, we'll see. Maybe I'll offer somebody a coffee next time and they'll let me through.
I don't think that's how stormtroopers work.
Well, right. I mean, yeah, intimidation is probably not the best tactic against 3 stormtroopers.
If you had taken the kid hostage, you might have been able to use him to get us a ship. But you threw him.
No, I didn't throw him. I was using him as a shield.
Yeah, it's very different.
Which was also negated.
No, because on your turn, you could have used a maneuver to use him as a shield.
I let him down, though.
Yeah, you shot instead.
Should have used him as a shield, that fat little fuck.
You should have held him up
hey,
as a shield.
Hey, no. You don't get to talk, Mister. I'm going to sit back and see how this plays out.
It played out pretty good in my favor, if you ask me.
You don't get to tell me what I should have done as
I
you sat back there and looked through your luggage for a pair of fucking earphones.
I think I do get to tell you what you should have done.
I don't know. Sarn, I got to take back side on this one. I don't think you should have fought him.
No, I shouldn't have fought him. What other choice did I have?